I'm standing just off Route 99 in South Medford, across the highway from the headquarters of Harry and David, the gourmet fruit company. Right in front of me is Roxy Ann Lane's, a 24-lane bowling center. If the Coquille Indians have their way, it'll be remodeled into a casino that would feature a restaurant and more than 600 electronic gambling machines. With me is Judy Metcalf, CEO of the Coquille's Economic Development Company.
We're really hoping to make this a great facility that Medford residents are proud of that can provide safe entertainment for adults.
Metcalf says the 4.5-acre property is ideal.
We have great visibility, access, parking, and we're just contributing to the economic growth of South Medford.
The Coquille already have one casino on their reservation near Coos Bay. Tribal officials say a new casino in Medford will provide needed economic development to fund the tribe's health, housing, and other social programs. But in February, at a crowded public hearing in Medford held by the Federal Bureau of Indian Affairs, several dozen speakers, including area residents Barbara Barnes, Robert Coffin, and Reginald Breeze, voiced a range of concerns.
Problem gambling, as described by mental health professionals, is a very serious addiction, resulting in bankruptcy, divorce, criminal activity, and suicide.
We will have an indirect loss of lottery dollars. And as you know, the lottery dollars help buttress the state budget.
If we start down the path of allowing tribes to build multiple casinos, we better get ready to see a casino on every corner.
There were other objections as well. Members of the Cow Creek Band of the Umpqua Tribe of Indians warned a casino in Medford would siphon off customers from the tribe's Seven Feathers Casino in Canyonville, about an hour north. Cow Creek Elder Vera Jones said the loss of revenue would be devastating.
The Coquille Tribe should not enrich itself at the expense of my tribe's welfare.
Coquille officials counter that the casino will bring jobs and have pledged to pay for municipal services and contribute to community charities. They say they've given more than $4.5 million to civic and charitable groups in Southern Oregon since 2001, and at the public hearing in Medford, a few business people from Coos Bay said the tribe's casino there is an economic blessing. But the Coquille's Judy Metcalf says the bottom line is that the casino proposal is well within the tribe's legal rights.
We're not doing anything that Congress hasn't designated us to do. Through our Restoration Act, they gave us the ability to pursue economic development in five counties, and that's what the tribe is doing.
The Restoration Act, Metcalf refers to, is a law Congress passed in 1989 that restored the Coquille's legal status as a tribal nation under federal law. During the 1950s, Congress had nullified the status of many of Oregon's tribes. In the act, Congress defined five counties, Coos, Curry, Lane, Douglas, and Jackson, in which the Coquille could acquire land and have the government take it into trust, in effect making it Indian land. Coquille Tribal Chair Brenda Mead says it comes down to a simple question.
Do we have the right to purchase land in any of our five counties and ask the federal government to put it in trust? Absolutely.
Whether the tribe's legal position is as solid as Mead believes it is open to question. But this is just one of the thorny issues the Coquille's casino proposal raises, some of which could have broad implications for tribal gaming in Oregon and across the country. Liam Moriarty, JPR News.